Hi, boys.
Hello, boys.
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
We're all right. How are you? It is. Look, can I touch you?
I'm going to touch them as well. Oh, I'm going to feel their muscles.
Oh, get right. Yeah. Emma.
They're very sexy, aren't they?
Emma is flirting already. It is outrageous. Anyway, boy, look, I'm too sexy. That is that is still going, isn't it? It's still going.
Yeah,
right?
Just being picked up for a new TV show in America.
Really?
Just yesterday, yeah.
Oh my God, it must bring in the dollars, right?
It does, all right?
Yeah. Better in the old days. It's all gone a bit.
Yeah, not as much as you used to.
Yeah.
But we're still very fortunate.
Is it a song that you like listening to, or do you go, oh God, not going
listen
to
it?
I like playing it.
I love playing
it. Do you?
It. Yes.
Yeah.
I like it. Right. And performing it.
Yeah, because live it tends to be quite long. In terms of, we do an extended version, so like a six minute version.
I think that was the 7-inch.
Was it?
I feel innuendo coming on.
No, you're in the right.
You're
in the right place for one of them. I tell you what, though. In the 90s, you were massive. Let me just say, I was at university, and my girlfriend at the time—I've had a couple since—and my mother were both massive fans of you guys.
Right.
So you had quite an eclectic, broad church of fans, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Could you just say hi to my mum, please? Because it would make
Jenny Goswell.
Jenny
Goswell.
Hello, Jenny Goswell.
Hi, Jenny.
Are you listening?
Yeah,
I hope so.
She'll be really excited.
She'll be very excited.
Excellent.
Now, we are going to talk about your new stuff,
okay.
Sweet Trees.
Yes.
But that the 90s for you, that must have been crazy. What was it like? Was it extravagant? Was it like, were you being naughty boys?
We were
a little bit naughty.
Yeah, I was more naughty than Richard.
Were you, Fred?
Because I was single.
I wasn't.
And so, and Rob, the guitar player, never really left his sort of hotel room.
Right.
So
for sexy reasons.
He was hitched.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was single, so if we went out, I was the only option any girls had. So either take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it, maybe. Yeah. Exactly.
But you're Fred from Right Said Fred, so you were a puller, weren't you? You were the one to pull.
I did all right.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I have to say, I did all right.
Wow.
Yes. Anyway, putting that aside. but the 90s were mixed because everyone assumes that success equals happiness.
Yeah.
We discovered it didn't.
Mm. Right.
So we did not enjoy we enjoyed the initial success because you prove everybody wrong.
Yeah.
Because all the record companies said I'm Too Sexy is not a hit. Don't Touch Us Kiss is not a hit. Deeply Dippy is not a hit.
Deeply Dippy. Oh, yeah. Stop me now.
Yeah. So we couldn't get signed. So when we had the success, it was great because it was a big I Told You So.
Mm.
On the other hand, getting into the conveyor belt of celebrity hell was pretty unpleasant.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think we were very good at it.
We don't.
Not really. We didn't really.
Some people love it, don't they?
Some people are really good at it. And we just... I remember once we were booked for a TV show. We said, what do we have to do? And they said, no, just go on and wave.
On telly?
No.
That was it. You're so sexy, you don't need to do anything else.
That was what we
told. Noel Edmonds' house
party. What a classic that was. Yeah.
But back in the day then, I can remember our record company phoning up saying, we're saying, why are we doing this?
Mm.
And they said, because every time you go on TV, we see a bump of 30,000 albums.
Wow. Yeah. 30,000. I mean, that's not a small number, is it?
No, 30,000.
Right.
So that's why they put us on all these TVs. Because the sales.
And then Richard went on to present a TV show as well. Maybe he presented a gay program.
Gay Time with Ronan Cameron.
Gay Time.
Oh, yeah,
it.
Gay Time.
Gay Time TV, yeah.
Still love Gay Time TV.
Yeah. And that was pretty groundbreaking back in the day.
I think given the licence fee money that everybody pays, I still think the BBC are not fulfilling their remit.
Right.
By not having a show like that.
It was amazing how many famous gay celebrities
wouldn't
go on.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We had a real, particularly artists, music artists.
Yeah.
I won't say who, but
those household names we all know
and love.
Those
household names we all know and love wouldn't do the show.
Yeah, they
really?
No, bad for their fan base.
Hopefully that would be different today.
I think it might be different today, because that was quite a long time ago.
Yeah. Right, so why now, boys? Why did you decide, okay, now is the time, we're going to come back, this is it?
Well, we didn't sort of think of it like that, did we? Well, I mean, we had some sort of personal stuff. My partner Stuart, he died 7 years ago.
Mm.
Mum died
last year.
A year ago this Saturday.
Yeah. After our son.
Fred was really ill about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And because of all that, we just took our foot off the creative pedal. We did a lot of shows because that was easy to go in, go out, and make a bit of money, pay the bills. But we weren't in the place to write new stuff and care about it.
No.
And then we started writing, and we just really liked the stuff we were doing. So we just and we met some met some good co-writers and some producers, and we just, you know, and we're self-funding, so every time we do anything, we have to be completely convinced by it, otherwise...
Yeah. Yeah,
because well, our money.
Because it's our money.
Yeah, of course.
It's got to be good then. You must feel good to have new stuff out there, right?
It is. Yeah, the albums, the reviews have been amazing. I mean, I thought we were going to get some
hammered.
I really did because
were you preparing yourself?
Not for the first time.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the usual suspects have always been horrible to us, and so we were expecting to get hammered, but we've had 4 and 5 stars right across the board
amazing.
So far. Yeah,
brilliant. Yeah,
well done. Okay.
And it's out now. Sweet Treats out now.
Yes,
album.
Album's out now. It's available your usual iTunes, Amazon,
Music.
Yeah, blah blah blah.
Now, can I just play you one of my favourite clips from your time? Now, let me just play. You ready? Okay.
Stick it out.
Oh, yes. I mean, I know. Stick it out.
Is that you, Richard?
Who did that?
No, who was it?
That was Steve Coogan, wasn't it? Doing the commercials.
Because it was for Comic Relief,
yes,
wasn't it?
Was,
I remember.
Yes.
I bought it on CD. And rumours are you involved with Comic Relief this year?
Yeah, we filmed it yesterday.
What's happening? Can you tell us, or is it a
all that we
secret?
I don't think we haven't been sworn secret or anything. We just played. Stereotypically, you might imagine, a couple of bouncers.
Security men.
Security. Yeah. Because, yes, that's how it looks, and we don't know what it's going to look like on the day.
But I have to say, they were really well organised.
A lot of fun.
Good
fun.
It was.
Did it? We worked with Christopher Biggins. He was great.
He was very funny.
He's lovely.
He is lovely. Yeah. Okay, bro. Right, boys, we're going to play a little game with you now. We're going to take you back to the 90s here.
Okay.
Test your musical knowledge. Sort of.
It'll be better than this, because I'm still listening to Jake Thackeray.
So this game is called, now, just calm yourselves, boys, when I tell you this. It's called Emma's Tuneful Lips.
Okay.
Right. So what happens here is that Emma...
That's me.
...will sing you a song.
Right.
And you just have to guess what it is.
Cool.
Now, when you know what it is, you need to buzz in. Now, we thought... I mean, you can do your own if you want, but we thought maybe sweet and treats.
Oh, I see.
So I say sweet.
Fred, you're sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm treats.
Yeah, Richard, you're treats.
All right,
right?
Cool.
Okay.
Yep.
So sweet treats, right? And when you think, you know, there is a slight something else, Emma will sing these with her fist in her mouth.
Yeah.
All right.
Can you get your fist in your mouth?
Not fully, but, you know, it's going to be difficult.
Okay.
And if I'm honest, Fred, I actually feel a little bit sick with anxiety at the moment. So this could go either way, really.
Yes,
could
we
go.
Can I just see the order that you've got these songs? Where are they?
Okay, I've actually written down the lyrics just so I can remember. Because the 90s is a long time ago, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, I will give you a little clue, though. They're all massive bangers, aren't they?
Massive bangers.
Okay, here we go, then. Let's play Emma's Tuneful Lips. Boys, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, three, two, one. Pop your fist in, Em. Here we go.
Oh.
No idea.
Treats.
Yes, Richard.
It's Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick.
No, there was a Hit Me in there, though.
Hit me, baby.
Oh,
one more time.
Britney.
Yeah. Oh, God. What are we doing? Are we saying no?
I have to say a point each, maybe.
All right.
Oh, a point each?
Can
we're doing that?
Also,
it was this.
I think it was quite recognisable, actually.
Was it?
Yeah.
God, just like
Thank
it, wasn't
Heaven's
it?
Auto tune, eh?
Yeah. It might have gone a bit...
Rude. No, Britney, I think you were talking about. Okay. Yeah.
I may have done a bit of a slowed down version. Can I also just say, I have now got bite marks on my own knuckles because I put my fist in my mouth so hard.
Oh, right.
For the love of art, Emma.
Yep.
For the love of art.
Okay. Let's move on to
the next one. Okay,
next one, Emma. Yep. 3, 2, 1, pop your fist in. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's a more indie version.
Oasis.
And you need to be Brother Fred.
Oh, sweet. Oasis songs all sound the same, but I don't know. Wonderwall.
You are right.
Yeah, I started right at the beginning of the song. I didn't even get to the chorus there, but you got it with my brilliant singing. Thanks.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All to play for them, boys. Okay, you it's got all both down to there, this. So it's all down to this. Here yeah, we go. Ready, pop it in, Emma. Put your fist in. Oh, 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Elvis.
I've got the answer here, but I have no idea.
It doesn't call sound like that. Sorry, hang
somebody
on.
Somebody call an ambulance.
Can I just check? Do you know what this song is?
Yeah, wait, I'm just getting to the chorus now. Here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
Chorus, yeah.
I love it.
Whitney.
Oh.
Say your name. Whitney Houston.
I
will always love you.
Yeah, you're sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet. I will always love you.
It's a runaway success. Can I just say that my dog has been disturbed?
Can I just say I'm glad that's over for everybody.
So
let's just check.